So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We'll get back to the National Football League coming up 20 minutes from now, recapping Week 2 NFL Sunday. The flurry of injuries that hit the old news feed right before we came on the air at 3 o'clock Eastern today. But right now on the show, and the voice you heard coming back from break, and look, I have a show I do from 8 to 9 Eastern, then I'm on from 11 to 1. And after the show ends at 9 on WFAN in New York, there's a really quick mass, like right by the studio that I do the show from now. I went and met my wife. She brought my daughter. We went to church yesterday because I consider myself to be a man of faith. That was Tom Brenneman on the call. As Miami throttled South Florida this weekend behind quarterback Carson Beck, who dominated South Florida, and now finds himself atop the odds board to win the Heisman Trophy. Joining us right now to talk about the betting weekend in sports and spinning things forward, we love having him on the show every Monday, our BetMGM Network teammate, the great Sam Paniatovich, a.k.a. Sammy P., a.k.a. SB Shoot on social media, Bet Sweats, Chicken Dinner, Fox Sports, the Bear Bets podcast. My friend, welcome back. Happy Monday. How's it going?
And there's a fly ball to left field by Castellanos.
You got it, man. And Sam, of course, and I do Countdown to Kickoff every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And Sam makes me laugh out loud like four or five times every single Sunday. Sammy, let's start with the Heisman Trophy. Now, you liked Carson Beck on this show and on your show over the summer. This is not like victory lap. Like, obviously, there's a ton of season left to go here for Carson Beck. But just like your analysis here of Beck leading the market, anything else you find interesting on the Heisman Trophy market?
Well, the first thing is that Arch Manning has gone from 5-1 to 30-1. And if his last name was Martin, he should be 100-1, you know, but they're never going to push it to that point because there's so much liability in the market already on Arch. I mean, I remember when BetMGM opened up the Heisman market in the summer, 9-1 plus 850, and then wrote it all the way down to like 556-1. People are going to bet it just because they've been told to bet it for an entire offseason. So you can't really push it that much farther. I think the true price is honestly 80, 90, 100 to 1, but they'll never get there. And then how about Cade Klubnik? This is a lesson. Whatever people say in the summer, just run the other way, because the two can't-miss NFL prospects at quarterback were Arch Manning and Cade Klubnik. And look at their prices now. There's a reason the summer favorite hasn't done this in over 10 years with Mariota. A couple of risers we should talk about, though. How about Marcel Reed at 15-1? I don't even remember his number in the summer, and I should, but I don't. I mean, he was in triple digits for sure. That's the A&M quarterback who just went into Notre Dame and put up crazy numbers. Their schedule is tough, but there's opportunity there for a guy to put up big numbers. I mean, who would have thought after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it'd be Carson Beck, John Mateer, Dante Moore, your top three? Nobody, because we were all fed Manning and Klubnik and Aller and, you know, whoever, not even there anymore. So those are the notables that I really think we should pay attention to. And then, you know, you got a guy like Dampier at 20-1. Utah's so good. Utah might go 12-0, 11-1, guys. I still think that's a guy that we should look out for. Even at 20-1, I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think a lot of these guys that were kind of unheralded are being like the real true blue Heisman contenders, as opposed to what Sam said, some of the household names from over the summer. What results stood out to you the most from week three in college football? We had a bunch of really awesome games. A&M, Notre Dame, like you mentioned, Georgia, Tennessee on Rocky Top. Which results stood out to you the most, and which one are you kind of taking in the back pocket going forward here from a betting standpoint?
Well, I think Clemson just getting dominated on the ground was a big nail. Now, that game was closer than I think it should have been, because Clemson did crawl back in that game. But Georgia Tech and that power football, their identity is so real. And Clemson's is so very not right now. I mean, their identity forever was, we're going to just own the line of scrimmage on both ends of the field. And that's not the case anymore. I mean, Clemson can't even run the ball. But to see a market open at 6, 6.5, take steady one-way action, and then even get through 3 on that game. Because you finally, in the other game, in the Georgia game, Tennessee game, you had the resistance on the favorite. They came back and they laid the 3, 3.5, and 4. That resistance never showed on Clemson. So it proves 2 points. Number one, they stink. And number two, the market was way off on them. I mean, to have Clemson, go back and look at some of these preseason rankings and read some of these preseason magazines. Clemson's the second best team in the country. Clemson's a top 4 team in power ratings. Nope, never was. Never was. We get fed the bill of goods in so many ways. And I think the lesson is, whether it be the Heisman market or the national championship market or these win total markets, so much based on last year or on what our coaches and our media members feed us. And in college football, there are so many things that change now with NIL and the transfer portal. Things that used to be are no longer the case. And Clemson is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, I think if I had to take a drink for every time I heard about Clemson's returning players and returning production, I think I'd be dead right now over the summer. Like, everyone was just
I don't know. I've seen you drink, Femi, and like you can handle your liquor. Maybe you'd still be standing.
Yeah, maybe, but we'd be stumbling around pretty good on the Las Vegas Strip. Sam, in your opinion, who's the best team in the country right now through 3 weeks?
It's a very good question. We talked about that this morning. I think it's also important. Are we talking the best team, the number one team in the power ratings, or the team you'd bet to win the title? I think I could give you an answer for all three. What's the question? Which one do you want me to handle?
Give me the best team, in your opinion. I know what the power ratings probably say one thing. Like, if there's a difference, give me who you think is actually the best team.
Well, they're going to tell you the number one power-rated team is either Penn State or Ohio State, but I don't think those are the most complete teams. Let's use that word. I'll hang on the word complete. I would love to see a Miami-Oregon national championship. I think those two teams on both sides of the ball have a lot to like. And that said, if you look at the market for national championship, all right, there's Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Texas at top. Where's there's Miami at 20-1 to win the title. That number doesn't feel right, does it? I mean, they have NFL offensive and defensive lines with the current favorite to win the Heisman, talent on the back end. They got 4 new guys in the secondary. You got NFL receivers. What's the issue? Oh, it's Mario Cristobal, right, because they blew a game against Georgia Tech 2 years ago. Right, that's what we should be paying attention to. Oh, they also blew a game against Stanford 6 years ago. We got to get past this as a union. We got to just move past this Mario Cristobal thing. I think for the price, the bet is Miami. From a power rating standpoint, Ohio State, Penn State. The best team? Man, it's hard to look away from Oregon and Miami in terms of checking boxes, offense, defense, special teams. Those two teams are criminally underrated compared to the Ohio States, the Georgias, and the Penn States of the world.
And next Saturday, Oregon at Penn State. like, that's going to be a hell of a game. I believe that's going to be Penn State's wideout out there at Happy Valley as well. So we'll get a nice little litmus test for both those teams. Penn State has not played anybody, and now they're going into the bye week to get ready for the Ducks, which should be a hell of a game. Let's get over to the NFL. Chiefs now 0-2. They lose to the Eagles yet again yesterday afternoon. Are the Chiefs a team that you want to buy at this point to win the division, win the AFC? What are you doing with Kansas City? Because it feels like the sky is falling with Mahomes 0-2 for the first time in his career.
Look, we can't really assess them until they get those guys back on offense. Without Worthy, without Rashee Rice, it's an incomplete grade right now. I mean, clearly you don't want to start a season 0-2. That said, I was hoping to get a 9 or a 10-1. It's very fascinating, Femi. You look at the teams in the AFC championship market and look at all the other teams that are 0-2, 100-1, 150-1, 200-1. Oh, there's the Chiefs 7-1. You're like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. But that's the power of Mahomes. That's what Andy Reid does to people. And I think they've learned their lesson over the years. It doesn't matter how this team starts, it's how it finishes. I was hoping for 10-1. Forget it. You're not going to get 10-1 on this team. You should. I mean, a team that's 0-2 should not be 7-1 to win the conference, or less, mind you. I think 7's the best price. There's a 6-1 and a 550 in the market. And then you look at the Colts, who are 2-0, and they're 30-1. Make that make sense. No, I know the Colts probably aren't going to win the Super Bowl, but to have an 0-2 team at 7-0 or 7-1 and a 2-0 team at 30-1, the math ain't really mathin'. I will answer your question eventually after I stop pontificating. No, I don't feel the need to jump in at 6-7-1. You just watch Baltimore and Buffalo play, and you think, wow, they're so much better. Like, this could finally be the year that the talent is just too tall. I know we joke, Nick, about DVOA and all the metrics and all that. I just watched the first 2 weeks and watch what Buffalo and Baltimore can do in so many ways on offense. And then you watch the Chiefs. Now, I know the Chargers and Eagles are very good, but getting yourself behind the eight ball at 0-2 and not having any answers on the outside, Tyquan Thornton is your number one target down the field. That's a problem right now, and they really need to rip off 4 out of 5 wins here, get back in the mix, get those other guys back into the fold. As currently constructed, there's not a lot to like.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What would Al Michaels say if he were calling a game and Tyquan Thornton caught a long touchdown from Patrick Mahomes?
And it's Tyquan Thornton into the end zone, touchdown.
You better you bet on this Monday. Our guest, Sam Panayotovich of BetSweats, here on the BetMGM Network. He is on Twitter at SPShoot. Sammy, Joe Burrow probably done for the season. At least Christmas at best if he's going to come back for Cincinnati. We talked about this earlier in the show. Cincinnati's playoff price right now at BetMGM, no, minus 210. Yes, about plus 190, plus 180 or so. Anything doing with Cincinnati, you want to make a contrarian case that the Bengals can make the playoffs with Jake Browning. What are your thoughts on Cincinnati moving forward?
Let me take it in a different direction. Rather than talk about Cincinnati, let's just look at that price on the Ravens to win the North. Minus 400. I think it should be minus 800. I think the four is insanely cheap. Who's going to be better than them for 17 games? It's not the Bengals. Sure as hell ain't the Browns. I almost swore there, but I didn't. Give me credit. Almost swore there. Did not swear, boys and girls. And then the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers, if he even makes it through the season, I mean, he was getting clobbered yesterday. The offensive line's a problem. Their defense giving up 30 points in two straight weeks. Who's beating the Ravens in the North? Okay, Sam, the price is minus 400. Okay, take the Ravens to win the North and parlay it with other things. Go load that BetMGM app. Let's do a Ravens parlay to win the North and Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters. This is what you do. When you have a near sure thing like Buffalo's minus 1,000 to win the East, but Baltimore's minus 400, and I think the price should be double, you wedge that with other things. You make a $20 bet on the Ravens to win the North and this to happen. The Ravens to win the North and the Thunder to win the title. That's what I look at. You know, we can bet Bengals shorts. We can do things like that. I think the best bet to make from the Burrow news is wheel the Ravens with other things. And I don't want you to lay minus 400 for a big number. Just package that Ravens bet with other things. It will put you in a great spot down the road, and it cheapens that minus 400 when you hook it with a big plus price. That's what I would do.
Yeah, we love that. We love the Ravens before the year to win the division, and now it looks like way more likely, obviously, with the Joe Burrow injury now for Cincinnati. Sammy, anything else coming out of Week 2 NFL Sunday, could be injury-related or otherwise, that you find noteworthy as we get set to bet Week 3 and beyond?
Well, I don't know that this helps you in Week 3, but good grief. Ryan Poles has still not drafted a Pro Bowler in Chicago. It's very wild. I'm sure this has been discussed in pre-show meetings with Bill Zimmerman, who was all over it yesterday in his Bears coverage. Every year, it's the same insanity cocktail that they consume in Chicago. Oh, won the draft. Oh, won the summer. Oh, now they got the coach. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. It's the same thing, guys. Every year, it's the same thing. And I don't know what they're going to do now. Jalen Johnson, that's a big injury for them. They rushed him back to have him potentially be out for the season with a groin injury now. That team is such a mess. And I think there are some adjusted win totals you can look at there. They're obviously going to miss the playoffs. And that's a defense that just doesn't have any hope. So I think until the books figure this out, I mean, this Cowboy-Bear total, I know it's big at 49.5, now 50 at that MGM.
Right?
Who's getting stops in that game?
I agree.
We got Matt Eberflus. Oh, Matt Eberflus will fix the Cowboy defense. Yes, because he couldn't fix the Chicago defense, and he got hired after the Colts defense fell apart. This game is going to be so fun to watch. If you're a fantasy player, like if you're a daily fantasy player, just go stack Bears receivers and stack Cowboys receivers. The Bears are so bad, and it's so funny because everybody thought they were fixed. Everybody thought they had the answer. And of course, they never have the answers in Chicago.
And I feel pretty seen here. I do like Ben Johnson still, but not.
It's not you, Nick. It's all the Bears group threads that I'm in. I'm in six Bears group threads, and they all can fix the team and they can all coach the team every Sunday, but they were all excited for the fixes that were made. It's the same thing every year there. Those poor fans. But insanity is the definition of believing the same thing over and over again.
That is true. Who do you like to win that game on Sunday, Cowboys or Bears? 5 seconds.
Who cares? Kill me.
I the Cowboys might win by 10. Sammy, great job. Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern with our friend Joe Ostrowski. You're the best. Twitter, SP Shoot. Stay well, and we'll catch up with you soon.
See ya.
Our friend Sam Panayotovich joining us here on You Better You Bet. If you want his Monday Night Football bets, check out Bet Sweats. You can find it wherever you find your podcasts. On the other side, more review of what we saw Week 2 NFL Sunday. We'll touch on the Bears, the Giants, and more.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
EPA estimated range for Ioniq 9 based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
On Fox 1, you can stream Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out! Bigger.
I can feel the sweat and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One. We live for live. Streaming now.